Hello?
Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Daniel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Is it? I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Clarence?
This is Clarence.
Okay, nice to meet you. In that case, let me just ask you some questions here real quick. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
It's good. I probably will vote.
Okay. Thank you so much. And may I have your race, please?
I'm black.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Check here. And just for statistical purposes, may I have the year you were born?
1963.
Thank you so much. So, as of right now, let me just ask you some questions here real quick. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please say so. So I'm just going to start with the first person here. What about Tammy Murphy?
That's Governor Murphy's wife.
Okay, in that case...
Who is she?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm from Miami, so I do not have information on my hand of who is she. It's only based on the information you already know.
If that's the governor's wife, yeah, I feel good about her.
Okay, so could you provide me a number from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Bob Menendez?
Oh, he's my senator, and he's a crook. Yeah, I got to put him down there. He's a 10.
Thank you so much. What about Andy Kim?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. Phil Murphy?
100.
Ravi Bala?
I don't know who that is, so...
Okay. What about Rob Menendez?
That's Menendez's son. I got to put him at 50.
Okay. Stephen Fulop?
Oh, Fulop. Stephen Fulop, former mayor of Jersey City. I'm not sure. I don't know what he did, but let's say 80.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Let's move on here. So when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
His father, Bob.
Okay. Sorry, can you just repeat that again, once again, please?
Rob is the son of Robert Menendez. So,
yep.
Who are you asking about, the son or the father?
The son.
The son, I put him with his father. What did I say before, 80?
Let me check that again real quick. You said 50 about Rob Menendez.
Yeah. Let me put him at 50, yeah.
Okay. So when you hear that name, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
The crooked father, Robert Menendez.
Okay.
Political father.
Okay. Thank you so much. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? The options that we have are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I don't even know what he does. He's a U.S. congressman?
That's correct.
I guess he looks after New Jersey. I mean, I approve. I'm sure that he...
So would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina and Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy, for whom will you vote?
Tammy Murphy.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Jacey, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
I don't know any of those folks. I don't know them, so it's tough.
Okay, we can leave it in blank. Don't worry about that. Okay, thank you so much. So, well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Kyle Jacey, Ravi Bala, or Rob Menendez?
Ravi Day, he was the mayor of Hoboken, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I really don't know. Who was the other person?
Kyle Jacey and Rob Menendez.
Jacey. I don't even know who that is. Let me vote for the Hoboken guy, the Ravi, whatever his name was.
Yeah, Ravi Bala. Okay, thank you so much. So, in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Heard a lot about him.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you so much. So, right now, let's move on to the next one. Just for you to know, we're sitting on the 51% of completion of the survey, so I highly appreciate your time. So just bear with me until we finish here the survey. I highly appreciate it. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Ralph Menendez. The options that we have after I finish reading you the statement is strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. So you will have to pretty much think about those four options after I finish reading the statement. So let's go with the first one. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings.
Somewhat agree.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, that he was not a part. Somewhat disagree.
Okay.
I believe he profited from what his father was doing.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Congress Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son.
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
I somewhat disagree.
In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congress Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
Let me put that in the middle. Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So let's move on to the next one. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So let's start with the first one. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. That was the critics' statement, so let's move on to the supporters' statement. Supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Ralph Menendez or the statements from supporters of Ralph Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right?
I don't. His father is a crook, so I gotta go with the critics, because okay. he wouldn't be there if it wasn't for his father.
Okay. So would you say that you are much closer to the critics or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Now, it's pretty much the same. I'm going to review the critics and the supporters, and you tell me at the end if you are much closer to either of those. Okay, let's just start with the critics. Critics of Congressman Ralph Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Go with the supporters. Supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Major Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bolwich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hard-working families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. So the statements from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
I go with the critics.
Okay. Much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. So let's go with the next part here. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. I'm going to start with the first statement. Ralph Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. So remember, we have four options: much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely.
A little more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who supports the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Somewhat disagree. All of the New Jersey Congress people from Northern Jersey are fighting like that. So he's nothing special. There's somewhat likely.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Somewhat likely.
A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Somewhat likely.
The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credit for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Somewhat likely.
Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He has fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women health care.
Somewhat likely.
Hoboken Major Rabbi Bala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
I don't know what to say about him. Whatever is in the... What was it? Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we have finished with those statements. Right now, we are at a 75% of completion, but from now on, are going to be only brief questions. Yeah,
okay.
So thank you so much for your time. So let's finish this very quickly here. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jaycee, Rabbi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Jaycee, I don't know her, so let's say Robbie.
Okay. Okay, let's finish. Okay, right now, this is the 86% of competition right now, and we're going to finish with a few more statements, but that's going to be pretty much it. After that, we're going to be finished. So let's start. It's going to be like the last time, that you need to say much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely. After each statement. So, Rabbi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Somewhat likely.
Rabbi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
And do I think that that is true? I mean, I don't know. I'm say somewhat likely.
Okay, yeah, well, the options that we have are pretty much if, after I read you that statement, are you much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for him?
Oh, I am less likely to vote for him. Or strongly less likely, whatever.
Okay. All right. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Rabbi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Oh, and I'm I don't know if that's true. I'm going to say somewhat likely.
Okay. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
Less likely to vote for.
Okay. Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason.
That's, I won't vote for him if that's true.
Okay. So will you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay.
Let me ask you something.
Yes?
Who are you working for? What organization is this that you're working for?
I'm only told that we are an independent research company located in Miami. I'm located in Miami, but I'm not told the name, so I do not influence your opinion.
Okay, yeah, so you're just a research firm. You don't, that doesn't have a name.
That's correct. I'm only told that we are independent research
okay,
company.
Okay, see, I feel like I'm wasting my time here because, you know, this seems like a commercial for the Menendezes. I don't like them like that. So let's just make it simple. I'm less likely to vote for them.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely understand that. So in that case, I'm just going to ask you this last question. This is going to be pretty much it. That now after hearing all that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Okay, let's say a Jacy after knowing what the Bala, Ravi did.
Okay. Okay,
where is Murphy? Where is Murphy's right? Is she running for Congress?
Well, she's not running for Congress. She's running for the other primary. That's what my understanding.
What other primary?
Let me check here real quick. Let me check. Let me back to. Sir, can you repeat once again the name, please?
Murphy. What's her the first? Murphy's wife. Phil Murphy's wife.
Okay, let me check here. Tammy Murphy, you mean?
Tammy Murphy, yes. I'm
okay.
Voting for her. That's who
okay.
I would vote for out of all of them.
Okay, she's going for Senate. For
U.S. Senate.
That's correct.
Okay, I would vote for her.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me check here. If that's everything, I think that's pretty much it. Okay.
Menendez is from my county. He's two cities up from me. I never saw him. I don't know what he does. And I don't think he does anything for black people in Jersey City and where I'm from in Bayonne. I think he was just looking out for his constituents in, I know Union City, West New York is the largest Cuban population outside of Miami. So, you know, and you say you're from Miami. I don't mess with those Menendezes like that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I'm writing all that information here in the survey. So in that case, just for statistical purposes, just to close the call, do you consider yourself as someone liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm very liberal.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home or rent your home? Or live with friends? Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got a JD degree.
JD degree. Okay.
Law degree.
Thank you so much. Okay. And are you current, are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. Or someone in your household?
No.
Okay. Well, in that case, let me check here. And you mentioned that your first name is Clarence, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I highly appreciate it once again, Clarence. It's been a while, pretty much since we started the survey. So once again, I appreciate your time. I don't know if you're interested in participating in a follow-up research study.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay. In that case, this concludes our survey. And once again, thank you so much for your participation. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.